1 Samuel chapter 24. And it came to pass, when Shaul was returned from following the Philistines, that it was told to him, saying, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi. Then Shaul took 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel and went to seek David and his men upon the rocks of the wild goats. And he came to the sheepcotes by along the way, and there was a cave, and Shaul went in to cover his feet, and David and his men remained in the sides of the cave. And the men of David said to him, Behold, the day of which Yahweh has said to you, Behold, I will deliver your enemy into your hand, so that you may do to him as it shall seem good to you. And David rose and cut off the skirt of Shaul's robe privately, secretly. And it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him, because he had cut off Shaul's skirt. And he said to his men, Yahweh forbid that I should do this thing to my master. Yahweh's anointed to stretch forth my hand against him, seeing is the anointed of Yahweh. And so David stayed his servants with these words, and did not let them go to rise up against Shaul. But Shaul rose up out of the cave and went on his way. David also rose afterward and went out of the cave, and cried out in a strong voice after Shaul, saying, My master, the king! And when Shaul looked behind him, David stooped with his face to the earth and bowed himself. And David said to Shaul, For what reason do you hear your men's words, saying that David seeks to hurt you? Behold, this day your eyes have seen how that Yahweh has delivered you today into my hand in the cave, and some bid me to kill you. But my eye spared you, and I said, I will not port forth my hand against my master, because he's Yahweh's anointed. Moreover, my father, see, yes, see the skirt of your robe in my hand. For in that I cut off the skirt of your robe and killed you not. Do you know and see that there is neither evil nor transgression in my hand, and that I have not sinned against you, and yet you hunt my soul to take it? Yahweh, judge between me and you, and Yahweh, avenge me of you, but my hand shall not be upon you. As says the Proverbs of the ancients, Wickedness proceeds from the wicked, but my hand shall not be upon you. After whom is the king of Israel come out? After whom do you pursue? After a dead dog, after a flea? Yahweh, therefore, be the judge, and judge between me and you, and see, and plead my cause, and deliver me out of your hand. It came to pass, when David had made an end of speaking these words to Shaul, that Shaul said, Is this your voice, my son David? And Shaul lifted up his voice and wept, and he said to David, You are more righteous than I, because you've rewarded me good, and I've rewarded you evil, and you've showed this day how that you've dwelt with me well, for as much as when Yahweh had delivered me into your hand, you did not kill me. For if a man finds his enemy, does he let him get away? Wherefore Yahweh reward you good for that you have done to me this day. And now, understand, I know well that you shall surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in your hand. Swear now for this reason to me by Yahweh, that you will not cut off my seed after me, and that you will not destroy my name out of my father's house. And David swore to Shaul, and Shaul went home. But David and his men got them up into the hold. End of chapter 24.